everybody. This is Brian from Surf Guru with your Wipeout Wednesday and Thursday Surf Report, brought to you by the Gnarly Charlie Grom Series. Hey, today on Wednesday, not too much going on out there. I'm seeing knee-high conditions pretty much across the coast, all coming in from the east-northeast, about 10 seconds. You might get away with a really floaty longboard, but that's going to be about it today. Gentle morning offshore winds are going to turn on shore later in the day, but stay pretty light. For Thursday, we have carryover conditions to start the day, but the winds are going to turn onshore and build into the teens by the afternoon. That's going to add a little bit of wind swell size over this knee-high little background bump. And that might push us up into the thigh, maybe lucky bigger set range. Expect a little lower quality because of the wind swell. Those winds are going to build on Friday, and they should kick up to almost 20 miles per hour, if not just a touch more. And it looks like they are going to stick around all the way through the weekend. So next week has a little bit of contention to it. We have Tropical Storm Melissa down in the Caribbean right now. That was 98L yesterday, but it kicked up enough energy to make it all the way into a tropical storm. And it looks like it's probably going to strengthen into a low-level hurricane while it's down there. After it builds a little, it's supposed to swing north. Now, there is some contention on which way it's going to go. The Euro model still has it kind of sticking around down there for a little longer, and then swinging over the eastern side of Cuba and heading up past Florida, about 500 miles offshore, probably around next Thursday. And looks like the National Hurricane Center model, which is only going out about 5 days or so, is kind of agreeing with that path. Now, this would be the better path because it's going to be a little closer, so we'll have a little bigger surf, and it'll also bring us cleaner offshore winds thanks to the interaction with the storm's south side, because it's going to head past us and be north of us a little quicker than if it goes the GFS route. Now, the GFS is saying that it's going to hook a day or two earlier, pass over the Dominican Republic, and then have more of an easterly trajectory out into the Atlantic. So it's going to kind of stay parallel to Florida and pass another 500 miles out to the east. So it'll be about 1,000 miles to the eye if it goes that route. Now, the problem with that is the interaction between this area of high pressure and the upper side of the hurricane will bring us strong onshore winds, and that's going to kind of muck everything up for us. So even if we do get a little smaller, longer period swell, because again, it's going to be twice as far out into the Atlantic as predicted by the Euro model, that gives us a smaller, longer period swell plus strong onshore winds. Probably overall, it'll still be the same size, but it's going to be more of that kind of storm surgy, chunky surf that, you know, just that acts more like a nor'easter than, you know, a nice long period storm swell. So I'd say right now we got about a 50-50 chance of it going either way, so I'm definitely going to keep an eye on it. Just a quick update, Cocoa Beach Pier South camera, got that back online. They're still working on figuring out the network there, so I threw a Verizon 5G internet box in there just to temporarily get us going, so we got the signal back. So we didn't escape the shenanigans the last couple of days with the internet issues. You might have noticed like some of the ads were coming in weird languages and stuff like that. But our web guy Steve got it knocked out. Big ups to him for getting that going again. The guy, as always, is a straight-up miracle worker. So yeah, I'll be back on Friday, give you guys an update, let you know what that storm is going to do. And until then, as always, keep an eye on those cams. It's the best way to know what's going on your favorite spot. And everybody, thanks so much for checking out Surf Guru.